This is Health Matters reporting on placebos.
A placebo is any fake treatment that is given to a patient as if it were a medically proven treatment. Often, it is a fake pill passed off as a pharmaceutical.
Doctors admit that they sometimes prescribe placebos, and they confirm that placebos can and do make patients better. This raises a number of questions. Why would a doctor prescribe a placebo? How does this work? Aren't we talking about a deception here? Even though the placebo may treat a condition successfully?
Maybe not a deception exactly. If a placebo works, isn't that a valid treatment? How placebos work is one question we're looking at today. The other question is why doctors, in some instances, feel that a placebo is actually the best way to treat a condition. For example, a doctor might prescribe vitamins primarily because of their placebo effect.
So you're saying a doctor could decide to prescribe a vitamin because they believe that it's all the patient needs. And at the same time, the doctor may believe that without some form of treatment, the patient will show no improvement.
Right. And it makes sense. For one thing, pharmaceutical medications can have serious side effects. Doctors are committed to healing, but they are also committed to doing no harm. Say a patient comes in because of fatigue or anxiety. Believing that the doctor will be able to identify the problem and will know how to treat it may be all that is required.
A survey of 679 physicians found that about half of them prescribe vitamins or over-the-counter painkillers primarily for their placebo effect. While fatigue can be a symptom of a serious illness, it can also be a symptom of a stressful life situation that might very well clear up by itself. To boost a patient's belief that his problem is being treated can help the process along.
What does science say about how placebos work?
Harvard University has an interdisciplinary program that studies how placebos work. It's called the Program in Placebo Studies and Therapeutic Encounter, PIPS for short. The program's deputy director is a psychology professor who decided to dig into the placebo effect after he read two conflicting studies. One argued antidepressants work just as well as psychotherapy. The other study argued that antidepressants work no better than placebos. Ultimately, he came up with another idea, that placebos are a form of psychotherapy.
In other words, therapists may use a placebo as a tool, as a psychological mechanism that shows promise as a way to help people heal themselves. And one of the most surprising things coming out of current research is the discovery that a placebo can work even when a patient knows it's a placebo.
That's wild. I mean, if you know a pill is nothing but cellulose, and you know you're taking it to relieve anxiety, it can still work. It doesn't seem possible.
Yet that is exactly what the PIPS researchers are discovering. This year's May issue of the Smithsonian features an article titled, Why I Take Fake Pills. In it, the author outlines the story we're reporting on here. He explains why he wanted to try using a placebo to help him with anxiety and insomnia related to his writer's block.
Science has established that the placebo effect is not a single mechanism at work in the brain. It's actually a cluster of mechanisms that work together. Thanks to MRIs and other technologies, research has found that placebos actually trigger the release of neurochemicals in the brain, neurochemicals that are associated with pain relief, and other forms of relief such as lowering anxiety. Just believing a placebo can help sets brain chemicals in motion that alter emotional states.
So neuroscience is providing the proof that placebos work. But there's more to the story. Placebos seem to work better on people who naturally have higher levels of neurotransmitter dopamine, for example.
The role of the physician or therapist is also key to how placebos work. Patients who feel listened to and cared for have higher rates of success with placebos.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Tristana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.